This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, it's Tuesday, so let's go to war with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. And I'm happy to have this mic for the next hour. Wayne goes and does his thing for the next hour and comes back at the top of the 4 o'clock hour and takes back his show. But I love to have this mic each and every Tuesday with you. And I appreciate your ears and I appreciate your phone calls. If at any time you want to call in and join in the conversation, because we got a lot to talk about today, you can call 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And we do go to war, raw and unfiltered. And today we're going to talk about impeachment. Of course, we're going to talk about impeachment because that's what the Democrats want to talk about, impeachment. And if they want to hang themselves on impeachment, let me get the rope. Because each and every day they want to talk about Ukraine, I want to talk about Ukraine. So the second segment we're going to dedicate to the impeachment folly. And I do believe that the Democrats are going to rally enough and threaten enough and strong-arm their caucus enough in order to maybe get that impeachment through, because why not? They want the chaos, and they want to force Mitch McConnell into that. There's a reason why we call Mitch McConnell the turtle. He should come out swinging against this farce. He still has time. But we will get to impeachment in the second segment. This first segment, I want to get into the Las Vegas massacre, because today is the second anniversary of the Las Vegas massacre. And today we still don't know, 2 years later, exactly the motive or much about this massacre. The largest massacre on our national stage at a country music concert and festival. 58 people killed, hundreds of wounded. And I had a very unique perspective that night. Because as I was walking into my house, I got a Twitter alert. And it says, active shooter on Las Vegas Strip. Now, I live 10 minutes south of the Strip. I can see the Mandalay Bay. And I immediately jumped on the police scanner. Something just told me, jump on the police scanner, right? And so I heard, from nearly when the time of the first shot was fired to the time when SWAT was going up the stairwells and securing the floors in and around the floor where the shooter had pent up for 3 days, assembling two rifles, bump stocks, a cache of ammunition and weapons. Over the 3 days, he got all of those ammunition up through an elevator. And what we forget is that he also had pounds of Tannanite explosive in his car. We also can't forget that ISIS claimed responsibility for this attack 4 times. Never in the history of ISIS terrorist attacks have they quadrupled down on taking responsibility. And so I listened for the next 5 hours to that police scanner. I listened to many of our men and women in blue using their own patrol cars to rush the wounded, some of them mortally wounded, to the hospital. And there was really no national interest in the story. And I thought, my God, if anybody listened to this police scanner, and each and every time there is something like this, they would learn a lot. I remember being so surprised at how quickly SWAT got to that floor. And so hats off to all the men and women in blue in Clark County and from those around the area that came in to help. But But you know who's remained amazingly quiet through this whole entire thing? And something I noticed right away was Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump never misses an opportunity to tell us what he's thinking or how he's feeling and when he's feeling it. But something told me in my gut, especially after ISIS quadruples down, that there was much more to this story than our government wanted us to know. And as you know, we broadcast live out of Las Vegas here, Wayne and I. And we got a ton of calls. Wayne has written some excellent articles on his theories of what happened, but that's all we have right now. You want to call it a conspiracy theory? Okay, you can call it a conspiracy theory, but we don't know. And so what happens is when we don't know the motive and everything surrounding it, conspiracy theories are born. That's just the natural way things go. But I'm a political animal, right? And most people that listen to talk radio are. That's how they get their news, because God knows we're not getting the news from the news. Because the MSM was not interested in this story. I remember Tucker Carlson would have a Friday dedicated to the lawyer who was representing the victims and their families. And as Clark County and the Sheriff's Department here, led by Lombardo, tried to suppress much of the documents from FOIA, and they were ruled against by a judge. But Tucker gave an hour, I think it was an hour a week, for a while. And then again it disappears. And it has disappeared, and I won't let it disappear from our memories. We shouldn't let it disappear. Because when I look as a political animal, right, as a consumer of news, having to speak all across this country, I started watching all the news kind of related that was coming from the White House. And there was a trip, and I floated this theory by a former agent who I trust very much. He said, you know, that's a really good theory, and I think you got something there. Basically saying that, good job, you're really kind of following the bouncing ball. And in October, mid-October, I think it was around the 17th to the 20th, Jared Kushner took an unannounced trip, not on his schedule, flew plain-clothed over to Saudi Arabia. And it went underreported. It was caught somehow. And then after he flew to Saudi Arabia, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia was overthrown by who? The current ruler, the son, MBS. And what he did is he arrested the entire Saudi regime. There were over, I think, 200 officials arrested, which cut off billions of dollars from the terrorist network. Billions of dollars. Remember, these men that were in the Saudi regime prior to the overthrow were the same men that were behind 9/11. And so once that overthrow took place, the terror funding dried up. And to me, it seems like still a cover-up. But to the point is, I don't really need to know everything. I just need to know that things are being taken care of. And I think President Trump took care of some things with our ally Saudi Arabia by drying up billions and billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars funding terrorist networks across this globe. So I want to extend my sincere thanks to the first responders, to the men and women in blue, to every volunteer that came out and turned around on the 15 freeway and used their own automobiles to get to provide triage or get people to the emergency rooms. I want to thank all the doctors and the nurses who treated hundreds and hundreds of people, the phlebotomists, every single person involved with saving lives. Because this community came together like I had never seen before, and I've only been here 4 years, but our blood bank lines were out the door. And I ended up talking on radio from 4 a.m. that morning. My phone started ringing at 3:30. I started talking at 4 a.m. that morning, and I talked until 8 p.m. that night. And so we must never forget when tragedies like this happen, and we also must never forget that we're Americans. Because what we're seeing now in the continued divide, the rhetoric, the sabotage, the diversity, which means division, is purposeful. It's another attack on our fabric of this country. Terrorist attacks are an attack on the fabric of this country. And so are coups. So what we're witnessing now is the culmination, really, of the coup. For a long, 2 years, 3 years now? 3 years now we've been investigating this president. Thousands of witnesses interviewed, hundreds of subpoenas issued, men thrown in jail, some still sitting, I believe, in solitary confinement because of his Ukrainian connections. That would be Paul Manafort. So we've got to protect the fabric of this country, and it's up to us in order to do that. So I'm going to arm you with some knowledge as we continue to go to war, because some headlines coming out today about Ukraine are something that you cannot miss. We'll get to all that impeachment stuff. Did you know that, according to Rush Limbaugh, John Brennan, who voted for a communist, traveled to Ukraine with a fake passport in order to what? Get dirt on Trump. This is Megan Barth sitting in for Wayne Allen Root just this hour. He'll be back at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $8,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's coming up fast now. Just think, it's the end of September, and October 10th to 12th is AmpFest 19 at the Trump Doral Hotel in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. So it's like 2 weeks away now is AmpFest, and I'm flying down to Miami. I'll miss being on the air that Friday, and I'll give my speech on Saturday at AmpFest. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allyn Root, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi. Very cool. So I will see you down there. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Get your tickets now.
Welcome back to War. And, yes, get your tickets now. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com because I will also be at AMP. I'm really looking forward to it. A dream come true of mine, actually. I will be on a panel. I organized a panel with Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch and Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote. So guess what my topic's going to be? If you've been listening to me for years, you know that my topic is always my bailiwick, election integrity and voter fraud, because, no, it's not a myth. A couple weeks. I will be gone as well, but always happy to be with you here each and every Tuesday in the first hour. Wayne will be right back at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. So before we went to break, this little ditty came across my desk. Rush Limbaugh, John Brennan traveled to Ukraine with fake passport to research Trump. Rush Limbaugh broke some shocking news on former CIA director and Trump hater John Brennan. Brennan reportedly traveled to Ukraine with a fake passport to dig up dirt on Trump. Brennan had been leading the charge against Trump since he entered office. Folks, the man chose a communist and voted for a communist for the president of the United States. How that does not disqualify you from running for running for office, but to then rise amongst our ranks. I mean, just because he's not a card-carrying communist doesn't mean he's not a communist. Have you ever voted for a communist? Would you ever vote for a communist in your life? Now, of course, he's like, well, I was young at the time. You were young enough to know better. Just this past weekend, Brennan called on all the deep state hacks to file reports based on hearsay and secondhand information to damage President Trump. Yeah, so if you're just having a water cooler conversation with your buddy and you're like, I really hate this president. You know, I heard that Jane over in the office down, she heard that he said something to somebody on a phone call. So that's now the grounds for impeachment? Well, that's what communists do. Rush Limbaugh said Brennan traveled to the Ukraine with a fake passport to research Trump. Yes, communists do when they are part or head of the coup. That's what communists do. The deep state leader was traveling to Ukraine. Rush says, I got an email. What do you mean Brennan traveled to Ukraine with a fake passport? I didn't hear that. Well, folks, I'm sorry. Let me give you the details. John Brennan, Obama's director CIA, went to Ukraine under a fake passport so that nobody would know it was him. Fake name. Can you do that? Can you get a fake passport? No, but John Brennan can, the CIA director. I'm surprised he even needed a passport, but he went under a fake passport to get opposition research on Trump. The Obama administration originally lied about Brennan's visit, but they were forced later to admit the report was true after evidence of Brennan's visit emerged. This is that guy, John Brennan, who over the weekend encouraged every deep stater to come forward and blow the whistle on Trump. There is no limit on the number of individuals who can use the whistleblower statute. If you think you were involved in unlawful activity as a result of Trump, now is the time to report it, John Brennan said. And the rats are going to come out from everywhere. It's all a game to them. Is Brennan going to pay all of you whistleblowers? Is he going to pay for your protection? This is a former director of the CIA asking the deep state to rise en masse, a coup, and start blowing the whistle on Trump with a bunch of made-up lies. This guy's fingers are as dirty as anybody's on the dossier, including McCain's people. He traveled to Ukraine under a fake passport. The Obama regime denied it until the news was undeniable. Then they had to admit it. They don't even want to report on what they reported. Joe Biden's Ukraine story crumbles as new photo emerges. Yeah, he and Hunter were just out on the links with who? Two Ukrainian officials. I'm sure they just talked about babies and golfing. This is Megan Barth, sitting in for Wayne Allyn Root, and we'll be right back with more Raw and Unfiltered.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is putting Georgia's new abortion law on hold. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The law does allow for exceptions and was set to go into effect on January 1st. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was accusing Democratic-led House committees of trying to bully his employees and criticize their efforts to hold depositions with several current and former diplomats in the growing impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump on trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business and believes,
"We got the second impeachment circus in 3 years, and make no mistake about this, this is nothing less than an attempted coup d'etat and end run around the ballot box."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help, seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back, receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Price is up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move, so free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full-day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona, to create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com. Here's another article.
Welcome back to Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, and I invite you to go over to my website and sign up for my newsletter because you'll get everything that we're talking about today and all week. I'm on a lot of shows all week. On a Saturday morning, you can drink it over your coffee or read it over your lunch. Breaking news happened while we were on break. State Department, and this comes from ABC, State Department Inspector General. State Department Inspector General requests urgent Ukraine briefing on Capitol Hill. The State Department's Inspector General is expected to brief staffers from several House and Senate committees on Wednesday afternoon about documents obtained from the department's Office of the Legal Advisor related to the State Department and Ukraine, sources familiar with the planned briefing told ABC News. Details of the briefing requested by Steve Linick, the Inspector General at State, remains unknown. Linick is expected to meet with congressional staff in a secure location on Capitol Hill. The unusual nature and timing of the briefing during a congressional recess suggests it may be connected to a recent intelligence community whistleblower allegation, which describes in part the State Department's role in coordinating interactions between Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, and Ukrainian officials. It may be connected to that, or it may be connected to, I don't know, the Bidens, who knows. The State Department has faced criticism in recent weeks for connecting Giuliani to multiple Ukrainian officials about reopening an investigation into the Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. The State Department's press office and the State Department's Inspector General's office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The committees expected to be part of the briefing did not respond. So flip a coin, folks. Is this part of the deep state? These Inspector Generals, they have been languishing in that swamp for a real long time. And even though the Inspector Generals found bias, outward bias, from this CIA plant, he said that it was credible. But the only reason he could say it was credible is because he had to admit he changed the whistleblower rules because of the anti-Trump complaint. This comes from the Gateway Pundit, the Deep State ICIG. Now, this is a different Inspector General. This is the Intelligence Community Inspector General. The one who's calling an emergency meeting is the State Department Inspector General. But the Deep State Inspector General released a statement on Monday addressing why they found it necessary to change their rules last month to include water cooler talk, rumors, hearsay, and cafeteria conversations. Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson released a statement on Monday addressing the changes. In the letter, Atkinson admitted the changes to the form were made at the time of the partisan CIA's leakers' complaint. The ICIG also admitted that it changed its own whistleblower rules because of the anti-Trump complaint from the CIA spy. In June of 2019, the newly hired director for the Center for Protected Disclosures entered on duty. Thus, the Center for Protected Disclosures has been reviewing the forms provided to whistleblowers who wish to report information with respect to an urgent concern to the Congressional Intelligence Committees. In the process of reviewing and clarifying those forms, and in response to recent press inquiries regarding the instant whistleblower complaint, the ICIG understood that certain language in those forms, and more specifically, the informational materials accompanying the forms, could be read incorrectly, as suggesting that whistleblowers must possess firsthand information in order to file an urgent concern complaint with the Congressional Intelligence Committees. Not only did the ICIG admit tonight that it eliminated its requirement for firsthand evidence and changed its form accordingly, it admitted that it had changed its own whistleblower rules because of the anti-Trump complaint. This comes from Sean Davis, who is the from the Federalist. This article is from Conservative Treehouse. They note the changes were made at the same time Rep. Adam Schiff was accusing President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and holding back funding pending assistance with political opponents. So now any anonymous deep state spy can file a whistleblower complaint against the president based on hearsay and gossip and hide behind anonymity because of these changes to the Whistleblower Protection Act. And I guess I have to ask, why is Gina Haspel still there? This obviously went on under her nose. And what in the hell is the director for the Center for Protected Disclosures? He just happened to walk in June of 2019. You know, I don't believe in coincidences. And do you think it's really about a coincidence when Joe Biden is pictured playing golf with some Ukrainian officials? Yes, a newly discovered photo emerges, which basically crumbles Joe Biden's Ukraine story along with his sons. A newly discovered photo from 2014 has emerged that shows Joe Biden, while serving as vice president, playing golf with his son Hunter and his son's Ukrainian business partner, despite recent pleas of ignorance from the 2020 Democrat. The image has emerged after Biden recently snapped at a Fox News reporter that he has never spoken to Hunter about his overseas business dealings. Okay, so here's a picture. They're all holding their drivers, you know, the typical golf shot, except for Hunter. He probably doesn't golf or uses it to, you know, make lines. Anyway, we've got four dudes standing with their clubs. And, Hunter is holding his, sorry. And you don't think that they talked about Ukrainian business dealings with two Ukrainians? Do the Democrats really think we're this stupid? Remember, it was Jonathan Gruber that said Obamacare passed because the Democrats relied on the stupidity of the American people. We're not that stupid. They hijacked that vote. Nonetheless, the photo shows then-Vice President Biden playing golf with his son and his son's business partner, Devin Archer. Both Hunter Biden and Archer were serving on the board of Ukrainian gas company Burisma at the time that this photo was taken. Burisma is at the center of the allegations against Joe Biden, who is accused of pressuring Ukraine to fire their top prosecutor as he was investigating the company. Biden has since admitted that he forced the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor by threatening to withhold $1 billion in foreign aid from Ukraine. The newly emerged photo seems to contradict Biden's claims that he was ignorant of his son's business dealings. Biden, who has been labeled quid pro Joe by Republicans, yelled at a Fox News reporter, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him why he is on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader. You should be looking at Trump." Now, Biden's campaign has since contacted each and every network in order to force, strong arm, shake down mafia-like tactics they are using with the press and telling the press that they have no right to interview Rudolph Giuliani. They don't want Giuliani to speak any more than he already has, because guess what? He's got affidavits. Yeah, those affidavit things, the things that you swear to under oath in front of God and everybody else in a trial. So Joe Biden's, or excuse me, so Giuliani says, yeah, I got all the affidavits. He's like, I'm thinking about maybe going in front of the Intelligence Committee headed by that so intelligent Adam Schiff. He's like, yeah, I'll think about it, but I want to know if I can have like some sort of projector, or if I can bring in a jump drive with all the documents, some sort of screen. Can I bring reams and reams of all of my evidence and present it? It's going to take a while. You know, the mob went up against Giuliani back in New York, and the mob lost. And this is a new mob, kind of like the old mob. So this photo emerges, blowing another hole into Biden's story. And so you know what's... Oh, and I have to get to this one. Breaking exclusive, Pelosi neck deep in Ukraine as well. Now, she has been pictured with an arms dealer from Ukraine. And now she's pictured with a quite a cute female Ukrainian party girl connected to military and government. Is her legislative aide. So let's see. Dianne Feinstein had a communist Chinese spy as her driver for 20 years. And Nancy Pelosi, her legislative aide, is a Ukrainian party girl with connected to military and government over in Ukraine. Man, these Democrats have lots of splaining to do, and that's why they don't want to explain it. They would just rather destroy everybody that gets in their wake of the fundamental transformation of this country. Well, we're not going to let them. We'll get back to, I don't know what next. Oh, Greta Thunberg, proclaimed successor of Jesus Christ. Holy Christ, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
We're back to the Warriorette. The Warriorette? The Warriorette. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. This is the last segment of the hour show, or at least the hour that I have on this show. Wayne Allen Root is going to join us right after I go off the air, and he'll take over his show until the 9 o'clock hour Eastern time. Would love to hear from you. You can call in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. I'd like to extend the invitation as we are the most caller-friendly show on the air. So I was talking about how Joe Biden had contacted, or at least his campaign had contacted, the mainstream media in order to silence the truth, silence his opposition. Geez, how First Amendment of him. Well, his despot on the platform as well that's running for president, his fellow despot, Kamala Harris, has called on Twitter to delete President Donald Trump's account. But don't you dare call her a fascist. Twitter knows if they ban Trump, they will lose millions, right? Like Facebook, they may shadow ban him, but they won't delete him. But she literally comes out on CNN and calls to remove the president from the Twitter platform because of why? Because I guess supposedly she believes that Donald Trump has threatened the whistleblower. So this is going to be the new narrative, okay? Because when the facts don't fit the narrative, the left just changes the narrative, or they just leave out the facts. So now ABC's John Carl, Trump intimidating the whistleblower could be an impeachable offense. So first we were told that the impeachable offenses were going to be found in the Robert Mueller report. When that completely bombed, first we were told that the impeachable offenses could come from Trump's state of mind. He's crazy. He's a loon. He's nuts. Then we were told that Trump should be impeached over campaign finance violations before and after they raided Trump's attorney's office and said that, you know, his payments to this porn star is a cover-up. It's a campaign payment. That's an impeachable offense. Well, that didn't shake out. Then we were told it was the Mueller report. Yes, the Mueller report was going to prove to us, after spending $40 million, thousands of interviews, hundreds of subpoenas, people in jail, this investigation by the Republican, in air quotes, Robert Mueller, was going to be the nail in the impeachment coffin, and whoops, swing and a miss on that one, too. So you would think three strikes, they're out, but no, they are relentless. They are here to destroy. So then it's all of a sudden Ukraine, because Ukraine was getting hot, because it looks like, according to Barr and those others that are investigating, John, is it Grisham? Yes, I believe it is. They know they're looking into the origins of the spy operation, otherwise known as Obamagate. Remember Spygate, Obamagate? It doesn't seem the press is really interested in getting to the bottom of the spy operation. If they're accusing President Trump of finding dirt on his political opponents, and that's somehow a impeachable offense, where in the hell were they when Obama was doing the same thing? Now that we've uncovered it, of course, no one knew that was going on. And it actually started in January of 2016, all the spying. Where's Obama? Anybody have a question for Obama? Like, hey, what do you think about this conspiracy theory that President Trump is throwing out there? Or, I mean, do they have any questions for Hunter Biden? I mean, the man's father is running for president. And he's being accused of corruption and fraud. You would think that Hunter Biden would find a friendly microphone anywhere in New York City or a Washington, D.C. bureau, and yet, poof, he's gone. Haven't heard from him. And so Barr, William Barr, A.G. Barr, was over in Italy for the past couple days. And then Sebastian Gorka, he tweeted out today, if you missed it, he's also in Rome. And so the Democrats and their patsies in the press, their propagandists in the press, don't have any interest in getting to the bottom of the genesis of the Russia hoax, because they know it's a hoax. So they have to change again, right? Okay, well, Ukraine actually might bite us in the ass. So let's go to the process by which this conversation, this transcript was handled. It was put in a super secret server somewhere with a super secret code. Well, yeah, the president had just been spied on and leaked upon with his conversation to the Mexico president, with his conversation to the Australian president. So, yeah, I would move my conversations to a super secret box with a super secret code because of the rats that are in the White House. And, oh, by the way, did you see a rat fell out in the White House today on a reporter's lap? She shrieked. So there's rats, literal rats in the White House, and they come in all shapes and forms. So now that the process has been validated by Obama's former advisor on the DNI, Susan Rice, well, we used to move conversations to the super secret server, too. Well, now we have to move on to, well, intimidating the whistleblower could be an impeachable offense. Follow the bouncing ball, folks, but don't take your eye off the ball. This is a coup. And we should be using the words treason and sedition more regularly. Because it's all going to come. The truth always rises to the top. Well, we're at the top of the hour. That means I have to sign off. But Wayne Allen Root is coming up next. I appreciate your ears. I appreciate your time. You have a great week. And we'll be talking to you in a couple weeks. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Have a great and wonderful rest of your day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.